Time for a chat with Rider alumni, and joining us on the phone for the Piffles podcast this week is one of the players who really made me personally a fan of this team, 2011 Plaza of Honor inductee, Mr. Corey Holmes. Corey, thanks for your time.
Yes, I'm glad to be here, be on your call tonight, man. Glad to get the invite. Just looking forward to a great interview and reaching out to the people who actually made me feel real well when I was in Saskatchewan, and I still have a place for them in my heart right now.
Now, first off, how are you? How are things going for you?
Things are going great. Still staying active and, being a family man, raising my kids. I have four kids, three daughters, one son, who is 8 years old, a beautiful wife. Just back home, trying my best to make an impact the way I did back when I was playing, up in Saskatchewan.
Before we start talking about your time up here as a Rider, you were recently the mayor of Metcalf, Mississippi. What made you want to run for public office in the first place?
When I got back home, back in 2008, when I came back home, and this was a lot of things that I saw, with my community going on, that I knew that I could make a difference. And I didn't think about running for public office. So, but people are like, well, the only way that you can make sure these changes happen, you need to get in a better position to influence. And they was like, well, Corey, why don't you run for mayor? And I was like, well, for mayor, I've never done politics, before. But it was more the people, kind of persuading me, and I prayed about it, and I ended up doing two times, 8 years. And ended up being around my hometown for 8 years, and it was a great experience, a great leadership experience. Got a chance to help a lot of people, got a chance to help my town that I grew up in, accomplish a lot of things in those 8 years. And, it was just a great experience as far as my leadership, my character, and it was also predicated on my playing career, being the mayor, going back to those days when things got tough. We was able to fight out of it. I was able to fight through it. So it was great just to be able to help people and to be able to develop myself. So that's why I did it, just to help people. I've always been a people person and wanted to help people all of my life.
Now, June 2001, you signed with the Saskatchewan Roughriders in the CFL. When you signed, did you know anything about Saskatchewan or anything about the CFL ahead of time?
I knew about the CFL. But I didn't know about Saskatchewan, because only teams we were hearing about in the States would be Toronto. That was because of Walker Ishmael. I knew about Calgary because of Bill Clooney. Some of the big name players from the States who came over and played, but I never really heard about that team Saskatchewan. And when I first signed with the Riders, the first thing I did, I cell phones and things like that. So the technology wasn't that savage back then, but you could get on the internet. So I went to the computer and I began to look up Saskatchewan. I was like, man, that's a long way from Mississippi all the way to Regina, Saskatchewan. and I was like, didn't know where I was going, but I knew I was going to play football. And when I got there, Saskatchewan reminded me so much of back home. It's just a family atmosphere, small town, the way the people treated me when I was there. And so it was like a home away from home. The only difference was the weather. So it took a while for me to kind of get used to the weather, but it was a great time there, and I enjoyed what I signed there up under the leadership of Warren Shivers and Danny Bear.
Now, speaking of weather, it's about minus 40 here with the wind chill tonight, so I'm sure you don't yes, miss it too much right now.
Yes, sir.
Now, 2002, your career takes off. You have over 2,700 yards, 7 touchdowns. You win Special Teams Player of the Year. What do you remember most from that season?
It was a very learning type season. Even 2001, I was, Coach Barrett, he always said to just keep working hard. You're going to get your opportunity. But I finally got my opportunity. It still was a learning experience, but it was a year. I think we finally made the playoff that year. We had a chance to go to the first round of playoff that year. Our special team coach, Mr. Alex Smith, I remember like yesterday, we had one of the top special teams in the league, and I was a running back that was turned into a punt returner, okay? So I never returned punts before, and so as the year got as the year went in, as more games I played, I got more comfortable and more comfortable. And that second half of the season, that's when my season kind of took off as more specialty. And what I can remember about that, you know, the first time they came to me and said, look, Corey, we want you to return kicks. And I was like, you want me to return kicks? And I'm like, man, I've never returned kicks before. And, you know, Mr. Shearer was like, hey, this is the way you're going to make this team. We know you can do it. And it was more of a trial and error type thing, you know, but I grew through the experience. I became more comfortable catching punts. We began to gel as a team, began to make the playoffs every year from that point on. And I remember winning the Grey Cup in 2007 when I came back there in 2007. So that year was a very tight learning year for myself, you know, because, like I said, I had to get comfortable with the punt returns, and it was a trial and error type year. So it actually grew me into the type of player that I was that year of 2002.
So fast forward to 2005, you win Special Teams Player of the Year again with over 3,400 total yards, which at the time was third all time. Can you compare that to 2002?
That year, you know, the season kind of just took off for me. I can remember returning the opening kickoffs of the season for a touchdown against Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And it was like, man, it was just, you know, because 2004 was more of an injury-plagued year for me. I kind of had a turf toe and things of that nature. So when I came back in 2005, you know, King Keith was there. You know, we had all of our nucleus there. And that year, you know, we was more covering with the offense. You know, I was more involved in the passing game. I actually had a chance to start more games at running back due to some injuries to other people. So that was more of the year that I became almost in that leadership type of role where I began to see myself as a leader in the locker room, and the guys really believed in things that I would say and things that I would do on the field. And so that was a great year also. And I was up for MVP of the West, I think, up for the MVP finals. For the West, so that was a great year, and that was the best year that I actually had in the CFL. So 2002 and 2005, I still have those plaques up on my wall at home, and I talk about it sometimes with my son, and to this day, you know, I still remember those 2 years like yesterday.
Going back to that opening kickoff against Winnipeg, Taylor Field goes nuts. Tell us about that game. You also returned a touchdown, punt for a touchdown too, I believe.
Yes, actually, I did return the punt for a touchdown. I actually ran it back, and I actually got caught, I think, at the either the 8 or the 5 yard line. But I remember that game when I came over to the sideline. I actually had to go inside because those plays happened like back to back. When I returned the opening kickoff, our defense ended up making Winnipeg go 2 and out. So they had to punt the ball right back to me. And so I still was gassing. And so when they kicked the ball, I'm like, man, I'm gassed. And I ended up breaking the punt for almost 65 yards. And I almost ran that one to the house. And I came to the sideline. And I think I made the McDonald's cheeseburger challenge popular that game because that's what I ate before the game. And I had to go inside. I had to go inside the locker room because I came to the sideline after that. And I threw up the cheeseburger. Because that was my pregame meal. And so I went inside. And I don't know what. Roy came in the locker room. He's like, man, what you doing? You got to get back on the field. I'm like, hey, I just need some oxygen. I had to throw up. I threw up on the sideline. And I came back out, and I ended up having like over 300 and some total all-purpose yards that game. And our offense, we really exploded our offense. It gave us great field position that night. And you know, like I said, that Taylor Field just went nuts that night. And actually, before the game, it had thunderstorms. Like, the rain had came in. And right before kickoff, everything had ceased. You know, it was raining real hard before kickoff. We had to go in and change our shoes. So I had to put on a different shoe and everything. So, man, that was a memorial type night. You know, I remember everything. You know, so I made the McDonald's cheeseburger really popular that night when I threw up on the sideline, and I talked about it with the business. So it was very fun, man.
Now the real question is, did you change your pregame meal after that, or did that become mandatory almost?
Yeah, and you know what, that game. I don't know. I think I was running a little bit late because Because usually, with me and being Jason French was my roommate at the time. It wasn't usually doing this pregame meal. But that day, for some reason, Jason left before me. And I ended up coming in the car. That we had a vehicle there. And I ended up coming late. And so I had to stop and get something real quick. And so I was like, man, I got to get something. I hadn't eaten all day. And so after that, I kind of changed my routine. We kind of went back to our regular routine, the places that we would eat at, you know, before our pregame meal. So.
Now, before the 2006 season, you get traded to Hamilton as part of the Ottawa Renegades dispersal draft. What was that day like for you, getting traded away from Saskatchewan?
Man, it was, you know, it was tough. You know, it was tough. And the thing about it, I had some coaches that I had a GM who was you know, very honest with me, you know, as far as, you know, in the trade. And they called me and said, look, it's a possibility that you might be traded. You know, we need a quarterback, and Hamilton, they want you. And I was like, why do they want me? Out of all people, you know. And that was during the time when, you know, Ottawa, you know, they had lost a team in Ottawa, so those players were up to be in the draft. And I think at the time, Hamilton had a chance to actually get Kerry Joseph. But Saskatchewan ended up getting Kerry Joseph and also Jason Olmstead. But it was a very you know, kind of heartfelt. You know, I was hurt because I wanted to finish my career in Saskatchewan, and when I got over to Hamilton, you know, I was there. You know, but I always had Saskatchewan still in my heart. That's why I wanted to finish my career. But it ended up happening. I did finish my career there, but, you know, like I said, just to leave, to go and experience, you know, another organization, it was never the same, you know, as far as how the people, how the fan base was there in Saskatchewan, and even the organization. So it kind of took something out of me for a minute. It took me a while to kind of get myself back together, but I ended up coming back in 2007. And finishing my career there.
That year and a half in Hamilton didn't really go your way, so to speak. Do you think it was because the coaches didn't know how to use you properly, or?
Well, you know, the first year there, you know, we had Joe Pow-Pow, who was a very veteran, you know, CFL coach, and you know, when I got there, I think they really didn't know what they actually wanted, where they wanted me to fit in the offense at, you know, and it was more of a, you know, did you want me to just be a special team guy? Did you want me to be a fifth receiver, sixth receiver? You know, so there was ways that they were trying to fit me in the offense. They were trying to go back and look at films the way they were and it was more of a different type of offense because they were more of a, it was more of a one-back type system, you know, it takes, you know, Lennox and, you know, guys that ran the ball for them. And, you know, in Saskatchewan, we always use a two-back system. Myself and Ken Kidd, every guy I shared the backfield with, you know, we had a system that, you know, we could implement both of us at the same time. Sometimes me and Ken Keith moved on the field at the same time. Sometimes he was out there, you know. But, you know, we had different ways of attacking. And the second year, you know, we ended up getting Charlie Taft, who, you know, who had left the CFL for a while, and his system was kind of the same, you know, kind of like the one-back, the big-back type guys, and it kind of never worked out, you know, for me over there, you know, just, you know, whether it was returning kicks, you know, caught a couple balls sometimes. So, you know, I don't blame the coaches or anything like that. You know, sometimes it's just a system that the type of player that you are. You know, when you're in a good system, sometimes it's good for you to stay in that system. You know, I like New England Patriots. A lot of guys that play with New England, well, once they leave New England, you never hear from them again because it's the system, you know, that makes it work. So it was more of the system that I was in Saskatchewan. You know, I fit well into that type of system. So I don't want to blame any coach or anything like that, but I kind of, you know, they kind of went back and looked at film, tried to work me in, but it never did work out. So I did end up coming back to Saskatchewan.
So midway through 2007, you find yourself back home in Saskatchewan, albeit not in your typical number 19 jersey. Did you ever ask James Johnson for your number back?
No, I've never actually went back on. Dave Duncan, who was the one of the best DBs I probably ever played with, who was the Grey Cup MVP that year. It wasn't about, really getting my number back. I kind of figured I knew I was kind of on the back end of my career, and I kind of figured that year in 2007 was actually going to be probably my last year on the field because, I knew younger players were coming in, and the last two seasons that I've had, I knew I was going to either take a pay cut or even just find my way to fit into a system where I could stay in the league another two years. But I kind of knew I was on the back end of my career, so it really wasn't about the number. It was just really about finishing on top. And I just wanted to go out on top, and that's what we did in 2007. We went out on top. We was the Grey Cup champs, and what a way to go out, and also to be able to leave from the team that you wanted to retire with, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So it was a great year. I thank Ken Austin for bringing me back. I came back. I started a couple games. Had some pretty good games. It was a slow start for me. They fitted me in the offense. I had Kerry Joseph there. Neil Murphy, I think Matt Dominguez got hurt that year. So we ended up doing a lot that year with a lot of players who were injured. And so we persevered through that year and ended up making it to the Grey Cup, and we ended up beating the Winnipeg Blue Bombers right there in Toronto, Ontario. So I was just pleased to just finish my career on top. And that was the 2007 Grey Cup.
Now, that Grey Cup game, 23-19, we like throwing that out to our Bomber friends as well, too, so 1990.
That's right.
But tell us about the celebration after the game. Like, what was that whole thing like for you guys?
Man, the celebration was tremendous. It was great. I got a chance to have my family there. Two of my daughters were there, my oldest two daughters. They remember it. But the celebration with the team was great. When we got back, man, to Saskatchewan, the parade, on the streets there at the stadium, just being welcomed back to the home city, man, it was nothing like it. From the time we won the Grey Cup, from the time I left coming home, man, that's all you could see all over the Providence. Everybody talking about the Grey Cup, so the celebration was wonderful. And that team, a lot of those guys I still keep in touch with, that we won the Grey Cup with. And, it just was a tremendous season and also a tremendous group of guys to actually win the Grey Cup with. So that's what stood out to me, a tremendous group of guys who believed in one another, no matter how tough it got, what guys got hurt. We stuck together and we made everything work out for the best for all of us.
Now, you mentioned a good fun group of guys in that 2007 locker room. Is there any particular player that stands out as a really good pranker in that group?
A really good pranker in that group? Oh, man. Jeremy O'Day, man. Jeremy O'Day Dean Mikowski, those guys, they were some funny guys, man. Also, Y'all Murphy. Let me see, defensively, James Johnson. He was a very tight guy. The D lineman we had, Scott Schultz. Scott Schultz, man, was a funny guy, man. So, just those are some of the guys just named Wes Chase. He was a funny guy. Wes was quiet, but man, Wes could really crack some jokes and stuff. So you had a lot of guys in that locker room with a great sense of humor. Eddie Davis, old veteran guy, he was around for a while. Those are some of the guys that kind of stand out, on that team. Kennedy McKinson, he was a very, guy that pranked and tell jokes and things of that nature. So, I'm just thinking of some guys off the top of my head right now. But we just had a great group of guys, man, that really, love the city of Saskatchewan, love the organization, and love playing with one another.
Now, one of the last times we saw you was your Plaza of Honor inductee in 2011. What was that like, getting the call and then ultimately, being enshrined in Rider lore?
Man, that was, man, I just felt so good to be back in Saskatchewan in 2011. And at that time, I had my whole family with me. My son, he was right at 1 year old, and my daughters were like three. One of them was like four. One was three, the other was like six. They all remember that when we came over there and just to ride in the back of that truck, man, to go around the stadium to be introduced as one of the inductees of the honor, man, and giving a speech, and seeing the highlights and the guys that I actually was inducted with. You know, man, everybody always asks me back home now, man, do you ever miss being in Canada? I said, yes, I miss it because that's like my second family here. And they was like, well, would you ever go back? I was like, if the opportunity presented itself, I would go back, you know. And, right now I'm doing parks and recreation here in the county that led up of like 30,000 people. And I do youth sports. And I'm like, you know, I coach youth team, youth basketball, youth football. I coach a lot of youth teams here. And I said, if the opportunity presented itself, well, I could go back and coach. You know, I would love to come back, you know, just to be back in that Providence, you know, to be with the people there. But being inducted in that plaza, man, that still has a big place in my heart also, you know, just, you know, knowing that when I see the new stadium now, I see my picture on the wall, my stats and everything, you know, Corey Holmes, is one of the top, you know, all-purpose guys that ever played in Saskatchewan. That's big. That's big for me, and that's big for my family also.
Now, the final word here to you, Mr. Holmes. You got an open mic to the people of Saskatchewan. Is there anything you'd like to say to Rider Nation?
Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep the passion, the persistence that they have as being, you know, fans and followers of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You know, I still get a chance to watch some of the games on ESPN. You know, I want the people of Saskatchewan to know that I love you all. You know, I still have a special place. Still have a special place in my heart. I never forget the families that I stayed in the basement with. All the times I was in the mall, all the autographs I signed, all the cheers that I got when I was on the field, all of the church programs that I attended when I was there, all the speaking engagements. You know, I really enjoyed that, and I just want to let you all know that I really miss you all. And if any of you all want to contact me, feel free to look me up on Facebook. You know, I love you all. And I thank you guys for giving me this opportunity for the people in the Providence to actually hear my voice. I'm not there physically. And just thank you all for this interview.
Any plans to come up to Saskatchewan anytime soon?
Man, I you know what? I'm trying to make plans, man, to see if I can make a game this year. I'm gonna try to reach out to Jeremy on game, and see if I can get a man to set me a ticket aside up there where I can come and probably do some promotional stuff, man. I won't charge him anything. I just want to be a part of the team and, you know, just do some sort of organization to try to help him out.
I don't think he's got the pull to do something like that now.
Okay. All right.
No, he was just named the general manager here, so.
MVP
of... Oh, he just makes general manager?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, general manager of football operations.
Oh, well, that should be pretty good then, man.
Yeah, send him a message.
If he's a general manager, yeah, sure, yeah.
Yes.
I know he was looking for another coach. So did we ever get a coach in place?
Yeah, they hired Craig Dickinson, the special teams coordinator.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's great. That's great, Craig Dixon. I remember Craig when I was up there.
Yeah, so give one of them a call and come on up to Saskatchewan.
Okay. Yes, sir. And when I get there, man, I'm gonna make sure I look you guys up too, man. Maybe I can go live, you know, come in and just do a live interview over there, you know, and let people know that I'm in town.
Oh, we would absolutely love that.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you have a great night, and we'll talk to you hopefully soon.
Yes, sir. All y'all have a good night.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but hopefully he does give Jeremy O'Day a call here and we get him up here to Saskatchewan. I'd love to have him here. That's one of the players that I didn't really get to meet when he was a player here, so that'd be super cool.
He was almost the first player I broke my jersey ban on. Because I've always swore I would never get a jersey with a player on it because they just never stayed. And I almost broke it for him. And then we traded him.
He was definitely the first player from the new era that made football really exciting here again. I'm glad that he's kind of keeping an eye on things. I really hope he comes up.
I would love to meet him in person and shake his hand because, yeah, he was a bright spot in a dark time for a while.
I'll turn it around, though.